This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, Spinners. One of the nuns involved in a legal battle with Katy Perry over the sale of their convent says the process has left her broke. Sister Rita Callanan, 80, said the fight over the abandoned convent, which she attempted to sell to a restaurant owner, has left her with nothing, and she's suffering from breast cancer. Katie, can't you find another property to buy in LA and stop picking on an old nun? Sheesh! Fifth Harmony announced they're going on hiatus so that they can pursue solo projects. The group says the break will allow them, quote, to gain new experience, strength, and perspectives that we can bring back to our Fifth Harmony family, unquote. The girls had a couple of big hits, but since Camila Cabello's departure over a year ago, they've been unable to generate much buzz. Maybe they'll never be the same? What? Stranger Things creators the Duffer Brothers have responded to allegations that the duo was verbally abusive toward women on set. Due to the high-stress nature of production, tempers occasionally get frayed, and for that, we apologize, the Duffer Brothers said in a statement. The response came after an Instagram post by Peyton Brown, a bitter, former camerawoman on the show. Kanye West and Drake have been working together at a luxury hotel in Wyoming on a song for Ye's new album, and staying at the Amangani Luxury Hotel. They registered under an alias and have a huge crew with them. Drake's team includes his engineer, songwriter, and his personal videographer. Also, Oprah's personal chef Paul Slatos is keeping them well fed. Wow, what happened to street cred? Now the president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is under investigation for allegations of sexual harassment. The Academy received 3 harassment claims and immediately opened a probe. John Bailey, 75, was elected president in August, and it was just last December that the Academy established a new code of conduct. Now, coincidentally, it's affected the top guy. Wow. Logic and his gorgeous wife, singer-model Jessica Andrea, have called it quits. They married in October 2015, and Andrea would occasionally join him during his performances. A short time after the couple appeared at the Grammys together, Jessica came home and was surprised to find Logic waiting for her to tell her he wanted a divorce and he preferred to be single. We think Logic needs new glasses. Iggy Azalea has officially received permanent residency in the U.S. The Australian-born rapper announced her green card was approved 12 years after she initially moved here. The 27-year-old artist, whose real name is Amethyst Amelia Kelly, also took to Twitter to respond to negative comments she received following her announcement. Now if she could only figure out how to have another hit. Chainsmokers DJ Alex Paul has moved on with a new woman 2 months after he was called out by his ex-girlfriend Tori Woodward for cheating on her. Alex was out with 23-year-old model Caitlin Bard. He apparently is still upset, though, over what happened with Tori, beating himself up for hurting someone who was really important to him for so long. A 23-year-old model can sure help. Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, isn't satisfied with the money Spears and her team have offered him for child support. The former backup dancer for Spears rejected her proposal and wants to take her to court over it. Spears Las Vegas Pieces of Me show residency last year brought in more than $137 million, and Federline has earned more like $137. Colin Firth's wife confirms she waged an affair with a man she claims stalked her. Livia Guidjoli, who's been married to Firth for more than 20 years, admitted to her past relations with journalist Marco Brancaccia after he blabbed to a London tabloid. Firth and Guidjoli are now confirming her affair with Brancaccia did take place and have since reunited. Now that's, love? 50 Cent and Vivica A. Fox haven't been friendly exes since they dated in 2003. Their ongoing feud heated up again when excerpts from Fox's forthcoming book, Every Day I'm Hustling, characterized her sex life with the rapper as PG-13. The book is being called a memoir and self-help book, but Fitty isn't happy it's coming out because maybe he's not such a PIMP after all. French Montana's humanitarian efforts in Uganda have resulted in the opening of a brand new hospital there. The unforgettable rapper became hip-hop's first global citizen ambassador for his work in Uganda after he witnessed the country's healthcare hardships while he was there shooting the music video. The Weeknd and Diddy matched his donation too, and now it's a reality. Good job! Nick Gordon was arrested in Florida for violating a no-contact order that forbade him from seeing his girlfriend, Laura Leal, after he was arrested for a domestic battery charge against her earlier this month. Gordon was spending the night with Leal when he was taken into custody, and following his arrest, a judge ordered them to stay apart. The former boyfriend of the late Bobby Christina Brown is an idiot. Snoop Dogg has dropped a gospel album, Bible of Love. Snoop made an appearance at the 19th annual Super Bowl Gospel Celebration in Minnesota. While on stage, he reportedly touched on the album and explained, "The record's all about love, from start to finish. That's the way you change the world, by putting love in it." Wow, look at Snoop. From gin and juice to Jesus. Unbelievable. The Trash Bin. Andy Dick must stay away from his wife Lena as well as his two children Jacob and Meg for 5 years, a judge ruled. She claimed that drunken arguments with their son led her to take action. In one instance, she claimed that their son locked Andy out of the home during a fight. She said Andy was drunk at the time and broke windows to gain access into their home. Yep, same Dick.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon passed Alphabet to become the world's second most valuable company. Apple still number one. Epic Games' Fortnite made over $126 million last month on in-app purchases. Apple will sell its Nike Sport Loop Apple Watch band separately for the first time. Google Maps for iOS will now tell you how long restaurant wait times are. Gee, what's next?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Pacific Rim Uprising unseats Black Panther after 5 weeks.
The number one album.
It's Bad Vibes Forever by XXXTentacion.
The number one app.
Heads Up holds off Minecraft Pocket Edition again.
The number one book.
It's Russian Roulette by Michael Isikoff and David Korn.
Ashley Nicolette Frangipane, better known as Halsey, came on the scene in 2014, touring with Imagine Dragons and the Kooks to promote her EP, Room 93. The next year, her first album, Badlands, sold over 1 million units, but it was Closer, her collaboration with the Chainsmokers, that really got her worldwide recognition. Since then, she's released a second album, Hopeless Fountain Kingdom, which topped the U.S. charts. She's had a huge hit with Bad at Love and a number one song with boyfriend G-Eazy, Him and I. Here's Halsey featuring Big Sean and Steflon Don with the song of the week, Alone.
Said he tried to phone me, but I never have time. He said that I never listen, but I don't even try. I got a new place in Cali, but I'm gone every night. So I fill it with strangers, so they keep on the
was Halsey featuring Big Sean and Steflon Don with the song of the week, Alone. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.